48. The pub.
Are you busy later? I'm going to that new Irish bar. Do you fancy coming with me?
Yes, okay, but I'm sure it won't be at all like the real pubs in Ireland.
What's the difference?
In Ireland, pubs or public houses began very differently to how they are today. Before, most households were self-sufficient, brewing enough of their own ale for day-to-day needs.
That sounds more like a personal house, not a public house. What changed?
It didn't take long for people to see the benefits in brewing more beer and selling it.
So they made their houses into little shops?
Yes. These makeshift beer shops were usually attached to simple stores that sold potatoes, butter, bread, and other necessities.
But in shops, people buy what they want and go home. They don't stand around drinking.
Customers who visited these shops would stop to sample the brews and would perhaps linger to chat a while as friends or neighbors came and went.
Oh, I see. These simple beer shops marked the birth of what has become a global institution, the public house.
Irish pubs developed from the local grocery shop, where beer was sold as one of life's staples, and from the country cottages, where villagers met and travellers had a rest.
What beer do they sell? English pubs sell lager, ales and spirits.
Of course, Irish pubs sell Guinness. It's a black beer with a very special flavour.
Yes, I've tried that and I like it. Tonight, I'm going to have a few pints. What else?
They also sell a local Irish whiskey called Poteen. It's very strong. So strong, in fact, some people believe that if you drink too much, you'll go blind.
I don't think I'll try any of that then. What about entertainment? In English pubs, they have fruit machines, where you can gamble, and traditional pub games like dominoes.
Irish pubs often have live music called session music. Many musicians who play a whole range of instruments come and play together.
Sounds great, like a party. I hope they have some live music tonight.
Thank you.